We greet you within the sanctuary, from those realms, from the light of spirit. As we exist on the other side of physical life, we also exist within the physical life. For the two cannot be separated. You cannot have life in a physical form without the spiritual energy behind it, or shall we say, running through those physical forms, whether it be the human form, animal kingdom, or the forms of nature and the elemental forces. To live upon the earth plane is a very great challenge. It can often take courage, it can often take discipline. However, the key ingredient for, shall we say, success, or for growth, or for understanding, is the energies that are contained within the heart chakra. Most of you would understand the word love, but it's understanding what that energy is. It's understanding what that energy contains and why you have it within. So often, in a life experience, you find love in such a wonderful way that when it changes, whether it be through a personal relationship change, whether it be because someone has returned back to their spirit home, there is a separation, a physical separation. And you can often find that the love changes, and it changes into emotion. When you start to be overwhelmed by the emotions, then in essence, you have lost the connection to that love energy. It is not saying that you do not have love within yourself, that you are not capable of it. It is just saying that the energy has changed. And so why is this? This is the question that you can only answer yourself. It is not up to others to place the answers for you. It may be up to others to assist you, to bring you, to help bring you to an understanding or a realization of yourself. But it is you as an individual that must undertake the work that is required for you to overcome the change that has taken place within yourself. The energies of love, when they are experienced in spirit, do not change into an emotional form. So that is a great advantage compared to residing within your physical form. If you can allow yourself to understand and to accept that at times the changing of energies is caused by yourself. At times you perhaps are the one that has removed that heart energy for whatever reasons the experience has brought to you. At other times it will be a shall we say, a product of perhaps what somebody else or what another situation has done to you. But in all cases, the scenario of, shall we say, repair or understanding is still up to you as an individual. If you look for spirit, if you look for light, in whatever pathway or whatever form you find appropriate, then you will start to transition away to a degree from the emotional self. You will transition that energy into a higher form, which is that of love, the empathy, the compassion. And if you can hold that energy, then you find that the physical world around you does change. Everyone is searching for an understanding. There are many different truths or aspects of truth upon this planet. But as you draw closer to spirit, you start to realize, you start to understand that it is not so hard. It is not so hard to understand compassion. It is not so hard to understand empathy. Because in reality, that is how you would all like to be treated and to be experienced. And if you can give that to another, then you open that doorway of light for that energy to return to yourself. If you are going to work with energies that are opposite to those qualities, then those are the energies that will be created around you for your own experiences. As you start to grow, you understand and you learn from, perhaps you see them as mistakes, we see them as experiences. But if you are learning from your experiences, then you are gaining wisdom. If you are gaining wisdom, that is the key for advancing yourself upon the earth plane. When we speak of advancing the self, we speak of evolving the aspect of this consciousness that is dwelling within your physical form. That part of your soul makeup, the spiritual aspect of yourself, that is here to grow, to change, and to experience all that this life has to offer you at this time. It is a matter of how you embrace it. The only difference between any experience is the way that you perceive it, the way you experience it. And if you can hold that energy of that heart center, then you allow those energies to raise even higher, to a higher state of consciousness, to a higher state of understanding. And as you do this, then you are truly starting to fulfill the greater purpose that you are here for. To achieve this, everyone must travel through some life experiences. Those experiences have a design, they have a plan. It is to bring you to a higher state of being. And so if in your life experiences, you are finding that some of your experiences are not bringing you to a higher state of being, then these are the areas of your life that perhaps need the most attention, that perhaps need the most reflection and the most perception to see the purpose of that experience, of what it holds for you. The more work you do upon yourself, the more you also start to understand other people and their experiences and their needs. And of course, everybody's need, everybody's way is slightly different. And so it is not necessary that everybody does the same thing. But it is necessary for the planet and for humankind that everybody works with that heart energy. This is the energy that we place around you at this time. And we ask that you may use it for your purpose and for your upliftment also. So be it.